Welcome to Ambleside Flourish, brought to you by Ambleside Schools International. This is our four-part series on bringing up joyful children with Dr. Bill St. Cyr, Executive Director of Ambleside Schools International, hosted by Ambleside Schools of Colorado. Part 3, The Skills of Joy.
To experience joy, we have to be experiencing belonging. We have to feel secure, safe. We have to have deep satisfaction, so we have to have fruitfulness. Now, because joy is a set of habits, there are a number of skills that you have to have. So even if you have a strong sense of belonging, some security, general reservoir, deep satisfaction, some fruitfulness, because in this world you'll experience tribulation. Have you discovered that Jesus was right about that? That in this world you will have tribulation. So since that's the case, we have to have certain skills. And if we're going to raise our children to be joyful, we have to pass those skills on. But you can't pass on skills you don't have. So that's a challenge to all of us. So here's some of the skills. The capacity for shared joy. We can self-assess on these. How good am I at attuning someone with someone else when they're joyful and sharing their joy with them? How good am I when I am experiencing joy to attune with someone else to let and allow them to enter into my joy? And you could kind of rank yourself from, I don't do people to, I really do, I just attune and connect with relatively quickly and easily and share my joy and enter into the joy of others. Skill 2, the capacity to delight in the good, true, and beautiful. That I actually have like all these things in my life that I can enjoy that are good, true, and beautiful, capital GT. I can enjoy putting together a puzzle that's well-crafted and lovely. I can enjoy hearing a Mozart quartet. I can enjoy looking at a beautiful painting, reading a novel. I can enjoy my garden, my flowers. I've got lots of things I can enjoy. I can enjoy a good movie, not because it was a roller coaster ride, but because I was tracking with the ideas and the author that the director, producer, screenwriter, and I'm enjoying the revelation of the human condition as expressed in film. That's different from going to a movie for a roller coaster ride. Not that roller coaster rides are evil, but there's time for brain candy, but it's not the real stuff. See, brain candy doesn't build deep satisfactions and joy. It's brain candy, whether in the form of a book, a movie, or a not wicked evil, unless that's the only thing in your diet. Then you really won't have much joy. So, skill 3. The habit of sweet thoughts. Are you a cup half empty or a cup half full person? Are you quick to see God's goodness or the opportunity of God's grace, situation? Or are you quick to see, how just troubled we all are and what a mess it is and how bad everything is. Is the cup half full or Let me tell you, that is a habit. It's a learned skill. When we were born, we were not born that way. But if we grew up in a family that was cup half empty and we were always anxious about, and we were quick to see what was bad and wrong and negative with ourselves, with people, with life, then we probably got the habit. Good news? We can replace bad habits with good habits. I mean, if you're one of those cup half empty people that, you know, look around, you're quick to see everything that's wrong, and then be bent out of shape about it, because that's gonna help things, right? What would it like to be a cup half full person? That when you walked into a situation, you could see all that's good, and where you saw brokenness, you said, hey, this is a great opportunity for the grace of Christ and the love of God to shine. Instead of, damn me, damn you, damn the whole world. Because that's what we do, right? That's just a bad habit. But it is not a habit that builds joy, either in us or in our children. Whether you're a parent or a teacher, that is not a habit that builds joy. Hugely important. I mean, we talk about this. You know, Charlotte Mason said children are persons, and so we talk about they're not products. We don't put labels on them. Here's the next step. A child is never a problem. A spouse is never a problem. The moment you see your child, your student, your spouse as a problem, you have just become a huge part of the problem. And that track is not headed to joy. That is not to say that I don't get it wrong, my wife doesn't get it wrong, and students don't get it wrong, and teachers don't get it wrong. I mean, we're not in denial. All we're saying is, in the light of Christ, it's all an opportunity to love and for His grace to somehow work through it. Therefore, it's an opportunity for us to belong to each other in a deeper way and to grow in joy.
Ambleside Schools International fosters an educational renewal based upon the pedagogical insights of British educator Charlotte Mason. Serving an international community of parents, teachers, and schools, Ambleside makes a living education accessible to all. A living education empowers students to live lives rich in relationship to God, self, others, ideas, work, and creation. For additional information regarding Ambleside Schools International and training opportunities for principals, teachers, and parents, please visit our website at ambleside schools.com.